Every year in the United States, over 1 million violent crimes are committed. In the vast majority, there is no DNA evidence, no fingerprints left behind. But a record of the crime is always stored in the criminal's brain. Asserts. Brain waves. Brain waves. Inventor asserts. Brain waves. Brain waves. Step by read. Brain waves. Brain waves. Brain waves. Brain waves.
Now you understand today we're going to be measuring your brain waves.
Yes.
And we're going to determine whether there's certain information stored in your brain about a particular crime that's been committed.
Yes.
All right. Look at the center of the screen. Okay, good. Just relax. See your first thing is not hands up.
Imagine a crime scene. This murder took place in a garage. Imagine a crime scene. The victim was found next to a car, shot once in the head with a 38 caliber handgun. Victim has information from that crime stored in his brain. Imagine a crime scene. A multiple choice test given to the brain. It has nothing to do with telling the truth. Imagine a crime scene. The police know that the victim has information stored in his brain. Brain finger could then determine whether or not the victim's brain recognizes those specific details. Whether or not the victim has information from that crime stored in his brain. The record of the crime is always stored in the criminal's brain.